This is Mac OS Ken.
The Google case ends well for Apple. Excitement builds around iPhone Air. And Ming-Chi Kuo talks Apple headsets and foldables. It is Wednesday, the 3rd of September, 2025. I'm Ken Ray, and this is news from Mac OS Ken. Brought to you by yours truly and supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/macOSCan. Looks like Apple escaped a ruling in the DOJ's Google fight unscathed. Bloomberg Law ran a piece Tuesday afternoon that had the judge in the Justice Department's landmark antitrust case against Google kind of going easy. While the search/ad giant will have to share some of its search data with competitors, it does not have to sell its web browser, Chrome. While Google is not allowed to demand exclusivity for things like default search engine placement, it is allowed to keep paying for such placement, which is like three hearts in the happy ending machine for Apple services segment. Likely means that Google will keep paying Apple about $20 billion per year to stay the default, though not exclusive, search engine in Safari. For years, users have been able to change that search engine to others, including Bing, Yahoo, DuckDuckGo, and Ecosia. Bloomberg Law calls Tuesday's ruling a much-needed reprieve for Apple services segment, which is already under fire globally from regulators trying to break up its $100 billion per year App Store business. The judge's ruling indicates that the default arrangement can continue with minor adjustments. Those adjustments are said to include requiring Apple to better promote alternative search engines and make changes to its default search engine settings once per year, and making it possible for users to set a different default search engine for privacy mode, a request that Bloomberg Law says Apple already addressed several months ago. Wall Street welcomed the news on Tuesday. Shares of Google parent Alphabet were up about 6.5% in extended trading. Apple shares were up between 2.5% and 3%. Expectations and anticipation are ramping for next week's Apple Media event that runs from Wall Street, where analysts are trying to suss out pricing moves, to 9 to 5 Mac coming with the bold proclamation, the iPhone's boring era officially ends next week. Let us begin with the financial folk. Apple 3.0 ran part of a note from JP Morgan analyst Samik Chatterjee on Tuesday. He sees two possible surprises at Apple's awe-dropping event. The iPhone Air and pricing. Assuming it happens, iPhone Air won't be a surprise, and Chatterjee knows that. He says in his note that expectations have historically been for limited surprises from the fall iPhone launch event, with details around the changes in hardware already well telegraphed by the supply chain to the broader investment community. But next Tuesday's event will be the first time people will actually see this thing. The way the analyst sees it, the surprise may be how into the thing people actually end up being. Quoting his note again, expectations for iPhone Air volumes have moderated in recent months, with the feedback from the supply chain that Apple is largely planning for between 10 million and 15 million units in the second half of this year, but there remains room for surprises for better consumer reception. As for pricing, Chatterjee says prior expectations were for material price increases, with the need for Apple to navigate and offset tariffs, but those expectations have moderated significantly, with the likelihood of broader exemptions for the company. Mr. Chatterjee has an overweight rating on Apple shares. His price target on the shares is $255. Chatterjee thinks there's room for the super-thin version of iPhone 17 to surprise, despite the things functioning more like a base model phone than a Pro or Pro Max. That seems in lockstep with the excitement expressed by Ryan Christoffel at 9to5 Mac. Having proclaimed the official end of iPhone's boring era, he asserts that iPhone 17 Air will kick off years of new design innovations. Sure, he writes, there will undoubtedly be plenty of reasons to pass on the Air model, namely reduced battery life and only a single rear camera, but it's the kind of exciting new design we haven't seen in years. Rumor has Apple's wafer-thin communicator being the first of three big design overhauls or iterations. The second, pointed out by Christoffel, is the anticipated foldable iPhone, expected by some in 2026. Then rumor has Apple following that up in 2027 with an all-glass design for the Jesus phone's 20th anniversary. Liquid glass on an all-glass phone? Sounds like you could lose the thing while you're staring at it. I'm probably kidding. Also on board with next week's anticipated iPhone redesign is Evercore analyst Amit Daryanani. A piece from MarketWatch had AdRock referring to Apple's expected slim phone as the most notable design change to the iPhone that Apple has done in recent years. Similar to 9to5 Mac, Daryanani thinks the Air could usher in a multi-year roadmap of notable design changes. Mr. Daryanani has an outperform rating on Apple shares. Last I saw, his price target on the shares was $250. With release dates likely less than 3 weeks away, Apple is still releasing betas for the next big round of OS updates. Mac Rumors ran a few pieces Tuesday, hipping developers to the availability of the 9th betas of iOS and iPadOS 26. They also got their grubby coding hands on betas of macOS Tahoe, watchOS 26, tvOS 26, and visionOS 26. Just a few hours later, 9to5 Mac updated its piece on the betas, saying the same builds were out to Apple's public testing program. Of course, that wouldn't include visionOS, since Apple doesn't do the public testing thing for its headset. It's also unclear whether the watchOS beta made it out to the public testers, since it's lagged by a day or two for the past few rounds. Apple's next media event is set for next Tuesday, the 9th of September. If things go as they have in years past, all of those operating systems will be out the following week, sometime between the 15th and the 19th of this month. There's another iOS update on the way. This one made for a specific iPhone in a sort of specific region. A piece from Mac Rumors had Apple saying on Monday that it will issue a software update for iPhone 12 users throughout the European Union to reduce radiation levels, bringing them in line with the bloc's health standards. They're basically doing for the EU what they did for France in 2023. A couple of years ago, the piece says France ordered Apple to halt iPhone 12 sales due to the model exceeding the limit for electromagnetic absorption by the body, and Apple was ordered to fix existing devices to bring them into electromagnetic radiation compliance with European standards. 2 years later, the European Commission said, "Hey, that sounds like a good idea." That was followed by Apple saying, "Yeah, fine, whatever." Company says the update will roll out to all 27 member nations in the EU in the coming weeks. TF International analyst Ming-Chi Kuo ran a report Tuesday on a company called General Interface Solution. Why should we care? Because General Interface Solution is apparently part of the supply chain processing ultra-thin glass for Apple's anticipated foldable iPhone, foldable iPad, and more affordable Vision headset. In a post on Medium, Young MC indicated that Apple's first foldable iPhone will hit in 2026. Apple's more affordable Vision headset, dubbed Vision Air by the analyst, will launch in 2027, and Apple's first foldable iPad will hit in 2028. While numbers for the iPhone Fold start tiny compared to iPhones as a whole, they are said by the analyst to be growing. According to his post, Apple has upped 2026 estimates from a range of 6 million to 8 million units to a range of 8 to 10 million. 2027's been up from a range of 10 to 15 million to a range of 20 to 25 million foldable iPhones, which, yeah, okay, starts to sound respectable. If you're wondering about numbers for iPad Fold, forget about it. The foldable iPad is estimated to ship between 500,000 and 1 million units in 2028, according to Ming-Chi Kuo. A lot of that note was dedicated to the delicacy in processing ultra-thin glass. Due to its larger area, The analyst says unit prices for ultra-thin glass on the bendy iPad will be considerably higher than that of the foldable iPhone. And finally today, the one about which I care personally, the Vision Air. According to the Post, Apple is expected to launch Vision Air in 2027, which will address the high weight and price of the Vision Pro. The new device is estimated to be over 40% lighter and more than 50% cheaper. He's expected to see 1 million of those ship in the first year of availability. Not to be all Veruca Salt about it, I want it now. macOS Ken, brought to you by me and supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/macOSKen. Advertising handled by Backbeat Media, online at backbeatmedia.com. You can find me on Mastodon, macOSKen at mastodon.social. You can also send me an email, info@macOSKen.com. Until next time, that is news from macOS Ken. I'm Ken Ray.
Leonard likes this post.